At Walmart, your safety is our number one priority. We're going to show you how to stay safe while you're working. Anytime there's an emergency, we use color codes to quickly tell our associates what kind of emergency it is. Let's look at our badge and flip it over. You're going to see a color-coded list of different types of emergency. Let's look at each one. Code Adam is used when a child is missing. They'll say Code Adam over the store overhead paging, and you'll need to check your area you're working in for the child. They will describe the child, but will never use their name. Code White is used for an injury. A code white can be called for an injury for a customer or an associate. Code Brown is used for an act of violence. Remember, customers are likely to follow your lead. What you do matters. Code Blue is used for a bomb threat. If the decision to evacuate is made, please do so immediately. Code Red is used for a fire. If you see fire or smell smoke, notify a member of management immediately. Code Black is used for a tornado. If your store is under a tornado warning, let customers know where the shelter area of the store is and go quickly. Code Orange is used for a chemical spill. If you see a chemical spill, ask an associate to guard the spill while you notify a member of management. If you hear one of these codes, you need to act accordingly. Some safety steps are specific to your particular role in the store, but here are some general safety tips you need to know. Wear personal protective equipment like goggles and gloves when handling hazardous material. Keep floors clean and dry. If you see something on the floor, clean it up. If you see a spill, stand next to it and warn customers. Use ladders appropriately and only after you have completed the training. Don't lift anything you feel is too heavy. If it's over 50 pounds, always ask for help. And box cutters. Always cut away from yourself and watch the training video before using one. Now, let's talk about security. If you see something that is out of the ordinary, such as cars parked for a long period of time, or any suspicious packages, it is your responsibility to observe and report the situation to your manager or asset protection. If you see someone who may be shoplifting, again, only observe and report the situation to your manager or asset protection. Don't confront the customer. Working safe is about you, your family, and your well-being. It takes all of us working together to have a safe and secure Walmart.